So it's 5:30 in the morning and I can't get to sleep and my mind won't stop working. So instead, I wrote a questionnaire, which I will now answer and then post on GWA Backstage. Woo! Letter of the law or spirit of the law? I am typically a letter of the law person because I'm somewhat wily or manipulative. I like to get away with things, and following the letter of the law often allows you, in my experience, to get away with things that the spirit perhaps does not. It's a hard question. I say that as I wrote it myself. I feel like I should be drunk, but I'm totally sober. I just can't sleep. One thing that someone on GWA or GWA Backstage has gotten you into. This is a slightly longer answer for me. So I initially was on GWA almost 4 years ago, and at the time I was single and I had some various cyber friends with benefits, or whatever you want to call them, and it just so ended up that none of my cyber friends with benefits were native born US or Jewish or Muslim. In other words, what I'm getting at is none of them were circumcised, and being a good old Midwestern girl slash good old Southern girl, I don't really, I'd never really had much exposure to a intact penis before, and definitely talking to these gentlemen, actually all three of whom are still around in one way or another, and getting emotionally connected to them to some degree. You know, friends, cyber friends with benefits still means you're friends, you have an emotional connection, and that definitely got me into foreskin as a turn on, I guess. One factual issue you'd like to correct the world on. Usually for me, it's just usage of words. For example, decimate does not mean to destroy something entirely. It means to reduce its number by 1/10. So to decimate something is, you're doing substantial damage, but it's not really, you're not obliterating it. One topic you wish you understood better. Neurobiology. I'm in mental health related fields, and while I understand some very, very basic neurobiology, neurotransmitters, I wish I knew so much more because there's so much more to know about it, and it's definitely a big part of my field. Name a deal breaker. Being too submissive to me. I'm pretty big and bold and loud, et cetera, and I just don't really have it in me. I don't like steamrolling over people. It's boring. Which then feeds on into the next one, one intellectual turn on and one physical turn on. I need a debate. I need a fight. It gets me riled up. It gets me going. It gets me horny, quite frankly. It gets me attracted to people. Intellectual sparring is definitely a big turn on for me. So just basically being intelligent and being willing to nitpick and spar with me. And one physical turn on. Height. I know it sounds so stereotypical, but I'm not one of those like 5-foot-nothing girls who's like, well, women, who's like, I need a guy who's at least 6'2". No, I'm 5'9". It has been rare for me to ever be with people significantly taller than me. So definitely being taller than me, especially substantively taller than me, is a definite physical turn on. You must raise an animal and then slaughter it for food. What animal do you raise? Chickens? Oh, maybe alligators. I do like gator meat. Basically, chickens terrify me because I don't really like birds. They're kind of scary. But alligator meat is also delicious. And I don't think I'd feel bad about that. Yeah. What will you name your firstborn spawn? When one day I have spawn, which I probably will. Nicola or Walter. Nicola for Nikola Tesla, Walter for Walter Elias Disney. I'm a big Disney fan. Neither man was perfect, but they both definitely brought some interesting things to the world. What is your name? What is your quest? What is your favorite color? San Lorenzo woman. Creativity and fun and knowledge and yellow. Yeah. What's worse, breaking up with someone or being broken up with? For the longest time in my life, I was always the sad, brokenhearted girl. I'm going to say being broken up with, because for me, by the time I get to the point of breaking up with someone, it is so far gone that I can't. I'm done. I've usually been done for ages. You have to live in a TV show universe. What show do you pick and why? Honestly, probably Parks and Recreation, because as I mentioned in some comments somewhere to a Good Girl 1980, I don't know if there's more than one good girl out there. Well, there are, but there's not. Parks and Recreation, because I basically come from a town that Parks and Rec is basically based on, so it's very familiar. And I'm okay with that. One hard limit I have in real life or in audios. In audios, definitely. I would say incest, like parent-child incest, is a hard limit I have. It's not my bag. Which, it's not. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with if it is your bag. I don't really get it, I guess. But people don't get some of my kinks, so. Okay, that was fun. I'm still not tired. Well, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired, but I'm not sleepy. So bye.